You mentioned hepatic-only disease, and I wonder if you could comment a little bit about how your approach to these patients has changed over the last few years, and particularly the whole issue of trying to go for cure in this situation.
A number of years ago, when a patient presented with a liver metastases, the disease was considered metastatic and was treated in a palliative way with systemic chemotherapy. Now, in large part due to the experience of Henri Bismuth in France and his colleagues, we have now learned that there are individuals in whom the single or what are called oligometastases can be removed, and actually these individuals can have a very long survival with 5-year survival rates upwards of 30%. Yumen Fang at Memorial Sloan Kettering has done a real excellent job reviewing a large number of these cases to put them in very simple categories associated with the chances of long-term survival with an aggressive surgical approach. So I think it's now been a challenge for us to bring our surgeons into this picture where they weren't involved in the past, and to orient them to the fact that these individuals may be operable, and then to make sure that either they have the skills or, if not, we refer the individual to an institution that does have surgeons who specialize in liver surgery who can then determine whether or not the patients are potentially resectable for cure. The issue is, once they are resected, whether additional chemotherapy may further prolong their survival. That's under evaluation right now. Or individuals who have disease that isn't quite resectable at presentation, whether or not they could be given chemotherapy, if they have a good response, converted into a surgically resectable patient, and then sent to the surgeons. Now, what we're also realizing is that oligometastases can occur not only in the liver, but in the lung as well. And so patients could be sent to thoracic surgeons or thoracic oncologists and be able to have those limited metastases resected from other sites beyond the liver. So I think now, more than ever, we have to take a multimodality approach to many of our patients with metastatic colorectal cancer.